Blog Talk Radio.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing it again.
You are.
Give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all. With your hands lifted up, in your own voice, with your own song, fill this room
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for being an amazing God. And we love you very much, and we're just so grateful that we get this time together to just think about you and meditate on you and meditate on your walk and what you've done for us. We love you. Oh, we love you. And God, I know that there's so much more that we could do. And so, Father, I just pray that you help us with our walk. Help us to get closer to you. Help us to be the men and women that you want us to be in this world. Help us to bless your children, God. You're an amazing God. Thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for our health and our strength. Thank you for our friends and our loved ones. Thank you for our partners at work. Thank you for our partners at home. Thank you for all of the amazing things that has happened in our life. Thank you for the struggle. Thank you for helping us to be conditioned so that we could handle what you bring in our path. We love you so much. You're an amazing God. You are holy. You are Lord God Almighty. Thank you. Thank you. You are truly worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. In Jesus' name, we ask all of our blessings, Jesus. All of our blessings, Lord. We love you. Amen. Hey, my friends, I want to just meditate today on Christ. Just think about how we could be better. What is it that God would want us to do? Who did he make us to be? Why did he make us to be who we are? What is it that we have that is unique to us that we can use in the kingdom of God? Let's just think about that. Let's just let God tell us. Let's let the Spirit of God talk to us. So just relax, kick back, and listen to the Spirit of God. Open up the communication gate between yourself and God right now. Amen. Let's do this together. Amen. Surrender your will.
God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, everything that we do, and we reach towards you.
I tell you, I mean, I keep saying, like, okay, well, God, what's happening here? What do you want me to do? I mean, I'm trying to do the best I can here. At least in my mind, I think I'm trying to do the best I can, and it's hard though. It's hard sometimes to give up certain things and change our ways and walk in the way of Christ and do what God wants us to do. Sometimes it pushes us to places we don't want to be, and we don't even want to surrender, and we're not even sure if we should be surrendering right now, because right where we are, we kind of feel good, but our spirit is saying, no, you're not, and our brain is going, well, you know, I'm kind of liking right where I am, and your spirit is going, but that's not where you should be going. That's not what you should be doing. That is not how God can use you. And so, you know, but I go to church, you know, and I'm doing what God wants me to do. I'm playing drums in the church. Or whatever you're doing in the church, and you know, I sing on the choir, you know, or I'm a deacon, or you know, I'm doing childcare for the, you know, I'm doing what I can. But there's something else that God wants from us, right? And we don't want to give it up sometimes. Sometimes it's like, you know, why do you got to keep pushing me? And that right there, that one thing that you want me to do, is really, really hard. That's hard for me. I just can't do it. It's hard for me to let my ex-wife move back into my house and take care of her because she's having difficult times. That is not something that's easy for me. Why are you putting that on me? Why can't she go visit her family? You know, okay, I know. Yes, I was her family. My kids and I, we were her family, but she, you know, wanted to do something else. God, why do I have to do this? Why are you putting me through this? And you know what? This is uncomfortable for me, and I'm really having a difficult time even having this conversation with you, God. Why are you, and it was beating me up, and this was really happening to me, and I was struggling with it, and I was like, come on, man, come on. You know, and this is early in the morning when I'm just driving to work and trying to mind my business, and God is putting something on my heart that I'm not ready for. And he said, that's my child, Wardell. And you sang that song, you know, I give myself away so that you can use me. Well, I'm ready to use you right here and now. And I froze. Because I do sing that song, and I sing it with passion. I give myself away so you can use me. And so, but did I really mean what I said? Did I really mean that I would do that, God? It was just, you know, I was just trying to make you feel good. What? Is that what I was doing, just trying to make God feel good? See, this is the thing we have to be careful about, you know, because sometimes we do things to make other people feel good, but it's not the right thing to do. God says when you do something, do it with love. Do it with love. And so I'm like, you remember when Jesus went back to get the lamb? There's a lot, you know. He went back and he was so excited for his one sheep that was missing. He picked him up, put him on his shoulders, and was so happy. He went back and did it with love. He didn't go back and was yelling at the lamb like, where did you, you know, where have you been? You got me running all over the place and wasting my time. No, he did it with love. And so we have to, whatever it is that God is asking us to do, we got to do it with love. And so I had this big battle, and I just could not figure out why. But sometimes we are put in situations that are difficult, that are not so easy, and it's hard. It's hard. And you go, why are you putting me through this? Why do I have to struggle? Why has things got to be so hard? Why can't it just be easy? Why can't I just sing, I give myself away so you can use me, but you don't use me? It's like, then what's the purpose, Wardell? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of telling you what you would do? I'm challenging you, and I need you to do this. And it may be hard, but I need you to do this. I'm using you. And so when God, fine. I couldn't take it anymore. I was done. I said, okay. I was getting a headache. I was like, okay, fine, God, okay. Whatever you want. Okay, God, yes, okay, I'll do it. And so that happened. And I remember just having such a hard time. And I was like, why does this walk with God got to be so difficult? Why can't it just be simple? Why is he going to make it hard? You know, but think about it. Jesus, look at his walk. He got crucified. Look at John the Baptist. He got decapitated. I mean, you know, a lot of the people that stand up for this spiritual warfare, for this walk with Christ, is not easy. And they are catching it hard. But you have to, sometimes it's not about you. This is not about us at all. This is about letting your Creator use you for his glory. And God wants to use you. And you need to be willing to sacrifice. To sacrifice like Christ sacrificed for us. Sacrifice. You can do that. Now, I got to tell you, at not wanting to do this and for my ex, and I did it anyway because God showed me how I was wrong. He showed me. And I was like, okay, you're right. And so I did. And years later, I realized, whoa, how powerful that was. See, it wasn't even for me. It wasn't even about me. But he used me for me to teach my children that your mother matters. Your mother matters. She's God's child. And my kids to this day have so much respect for me because of how I took care of their mother. And they know they could never come to me and say anything about her bad. Because I showed them, with God's help, how valuable she is and what she means. She's God's child as well. So sometimes guys going to put us through these things. He's going to put us through a difficult time. Things are going to be hard, but that's, it helps to mold you into something beautiful at the end of the day. Everything's not going to be easy most of the time. When things are hard, you know, I mean, they're hard for a reason. You have a coach that pushes you as opposed to a coach that don't care. At the end of the day, you go back years later and tell that coach, thank you so much for pushing me. Or you have a school teacher that's like, you know, hard on you. No, you can do this, Wardell. No, you can do this, Greg. No, you can do this, Don. No, you can do this, Phoenix. You can do this, Gayla. You can do this. And you later reap the benefit. But in the moment, you feel this pressure, this uncomfortable pressure. Like, I don't want to do this. I'm so angry. What are you doing? What, you know, and so I got to tell you, at the end of the day, man, it's a beautiful thing. Look what happens when you're making diamonds. It gets heated in there. When you that hot heat, it's cutting those diamonds and getting them right. It's burning hot. And all of a sudden, at the end of the day, you have this beautiful, gorgeous rock. Because it got heated. Pressure. Sometimes it gotta get hard just so that it could be right. And so if you feel pressure at work, just be the best that you can. You may not agree with everything that's happening, but do your best because you're representing Christ. God put you there for a reason. Let the glory of God shine through you and bless the people around you, even the ones that are persecuting you. Bless them. God loves you just the way you are. You are made that way for a reason. You are individual. You're so different and beautiful just the way you are. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. He wouldn't have made you like that. So lean not on your own understanding. Just know that you were created by the man who created the heavens and the earth, our Heavenly Father. He loves you. Thank you guys for hanging out with me today. This is Wardell Pashtun for Solar Records Radio. Much love. Be blessed. And bless someone with your blessing. I love you.
In this world, compared to what your word, you are my everything. Oh, oh, oh. The only name above every name.
Dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice.
guys, I want to just say thank you again for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. We really love you and appreciate you, and thank you for taking the time to meditate on Christ with us today. We just pray that you have a blessed and beautiful week, and that you stay close to our Heavenly Father. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and protect you. Guys, I want to give a special shout out to Greg. Thank you so much for your amazing artwork and your love for Solar Records Radio. My brother, appreciate you very much. Much love to your brother, Phil. To you, not your brother, but your mate, Phil. And I want to also remind you guys that we're praying for Astrid, as she is not feeling so well. Julian's mother's birthday is today. She's out of Detroit, Michigan, and here in the United States. And if her mother was alive, she would be 101. She was right there. Last year we lost her, and at 99. And so much love to Julian and her mom and her family. Thank you, Julian, for sharing, and we love you, sweetheart. All right, guys, well, you all be blessed and take care and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thanks again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. I'll see you back here on Tuesday, but there'll be more shows tomorrow. All right, so God bless you, and thanks again. Peace out. Take care and stay close to God.
pain. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is